got perspective, we got the cool, we got the muscle, and you know we effing rule. We are the Geek Grills, we are the Geek Grills, alright. We got the know-how, we got control, we got the knowledge, and we tell you how it rolls. We are the Geek Grills, we are the Geek Grills, alright. We are the Geek Grills, we are the Geek Grills, tonight.
Welcome to episode 234 of Geek Grills. The Geek Grills podcast is supported primarily by our patrons at www.patreon.com/grills. I'm Ray, and I'm joined by my co-host, Linda.
Hello!
And today we are going to be talking about heat hypothesis. But before we get into that, what have you been up to, Linda?
I have been making more stuff. I have show and tell. I had to put it in this bag because I need to transport it to my new house. So I have a mushroom bag.
He's so fluffy, I'm gonna die.
And I have a little colorful octopus and a more colorful octopus and a rainbow octopus and two of these super squishy, soft octopuses. They're made out of the velvet yarn.
So many octopi.
So many. This one's named Inky, because he's made of black yarn. I had to name him Inky. That one doesn't have a name, but they're very soft. Alright, hang on. I've got a hedgehog.
Aww.
Oh god! Sorry, I just dropped that onto my keyboard. Is everything fine? Are we fine? Hang on, I have to make sure we're fine. Yes, we're fine. Okay, good. Sorry. Okay, and then the last thing is I made this little ladybug. It's so soft. It's out of the velvet yarn. So I've made all of those things while I've been packing. Because I have a show coming up on Sunday. Let me just shove all these things back in this bag here. Is that everything? Okay. which is hilarious because I'm going to basically pack up my car for the show on Sunday, the craft fair, and then I'm going to take it to the new house and unload it at the new house instead of at the old house.
Old house, yeah.
And I've decided. So I have all of my yarn in, like, box storage. It's a little, like, square IKEA box storage that you put into the big shelves. And I was like, why am I thinking to myself, take yarn out of boxes to put in other box, to then put in car, to then take to new house, to take out of car and put back into boxes. Take boxes out of shelf, put into car, and then go to new house.
You don't need to put extra boxes within boxes within boxes.
Yeah, it's like, because we're moving a lot of the small stuff ourselves, where it's not the moving company doing the boxes, I was like, It doesn't matter that these cubes are open on the top. I will just put them into my car and it'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
One less step. Other friends of mine can attest, not only Ray, but this move is just, for some reason, it's just eating my brain. Because I'm just like, a friend of ours in ATE is doing like a group commission for a picture of our posse. And like, I have been the last one every single time when they're like, hey, put in pictures. Hey, join this Discord so we can keep you up to date. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm trying, but I just can't brain right now. And then the other thing is, I watched it's not a new series, it's one that's been around for a couple of years, but it's new to me. It's called The Untamed, and it's on Netflix. At some point a couple of weeks ago, I went down a Chinese drama rabbit hole on YouTube, and I discovered it. It's, like, very popular, I think. because it's got a book series, or maybe it's just a book, an audio drama, an animated series, and the live action series that I just watched on Netflix. It's got all of that. Yeah, and it's a Chinese drama. So I've been watching it with the subtitles. And I've also watched the animated version of it, which is called... It's got several names. Mo Dao Zushi, I think is how you pronounce it. That's what the book is called. And the animated series. The English translation of that is founder and or grandmaster of the Diabolik. It's quite good. I mean, I enjoyed it very much. It's very wuxia, very, like, got magic and sword work and wire fighting, so it had my attention. And if you're looking for something, it's the live-action series, which is quite good, is all on Netflix. It's 50 episodes, and they're 45 minutes long each. So just be prepared.
Yeah, that sounds cool. Definitely something to binge,
yeah.
It sounds like.
It's quite good. Also, I mean, it's a drama. It's got some sads in it. Just be prepared.
There are feels.
Yes, there are feels. There's a character that when the moment they came on screen, I'm like, oh no, you are the too good for this sinful world character. You are so dead. I won't tell you if I was correct or not, but I had that moment where I was like, oh no.
Characters are experiencing happiness and joy. Well, that's going to end tragically.
Well, yeah. Well, it's interesting. The series is kind of split into two. You get, like, the start of it, and then they go into the past to explain a couple of things. And the past arc is definitely a tragedy. The past arc is definitely a tragedy. And then you get back into the present, and it's less of a tragedy, but it still is affected by the first arc. So, if that's your kind of thing, I'm just... No spoilers, but warning you now. What about you?
Got watch Stranger Things, so... Mm-hmm. I've watched all that has released, including that scene, which has made running up that hill popular again, which was beautiful, and yes, I cried. It was very good. Also, I freaking love that song, so... It's cool to see that back and so the reason that there's always been covers of the song before was because Kate Bush notoriously would not allow people to use her version of that song.
Mm-hmm.
So other TV series have used cover versions of that song, but Stranger Things decided to go ahead and just try, and so they reached out and found out she's a huge fan.
Yay!
they sent her the part of the script that shows what it would be used for, and she's like, yes, you can do that.
Hooray!
I thought it was really cool, because I've heard that song multiple times from other shows, but always other bands, Placebo. Placebo is the big one for me. But it's always been a cover, and it was cool to find out why. So, I'm all caught up on that. I'm waiting for the rest, which is supposed to drop next month. And then I'm caught up on The Boys. I actually just watched the animated Renegade mini special that they did today. Because I want more of The Boys. It's really... I like it a lot. It's very Aberrant to me, and since we have a new Aberrant game that is going to be starting soon, it just helps me get into that headspace, basically.
Yeah.
So, then Kenobi, which is a lot better than I thought it would be, which I'm pleasantly surprised about, because I'm like, oh, I like Kenobi, but what if this is more like that Han Solo movie, which was okay, but not quite what I wanted. I wanted more I don't know. In that movie, I wanted more Ocean's 11. Mm-hmm. I wanted more height and stuff. And But I do like Kenobi. I like Kenobi more than I like The Mandalorian, which is probably hearsay, but I just haven't gotten into The Mandalorian.
Hmm.
I watched a couple episodes. It just hadn't grabbed me. It's very Western, which is good, but Westerns were okay. Westerns were never my favorite genre, and Westerns were more like, that was a thing I'd watch with my grandfather when I would, but it was never something I really enjoyed for them. So,
I mean, that's fair.
So, I am definitely liking Kenobi. Sassy Princess is sassy. I don't think that's a spoiler at all.
I'm sorry. No, so I accidentally bapped my cat. He was under the chair, and I bapped him with my foot. That's why I just said I'm sorry.
Not know where he is at all times.
I'm sorry. I didn't know you were sitting under my desk.
Then I went to the last Forest of Doors game.
How'd it go?
It was okay. It wasn't great. I wasn't expecting great. I definitely got emotional closure, which was very good.
That's good.
So I came back with my very first character, who was a goblin girl who accidentally poked the wrong magic of her world and got taken into shadows and kind of went cray cray there. They just kind of, I specifically wanted it to be that retirement to kind of be a hook for other plot and stuff, because I thought that would be cool. I remember actually asking for a Twin Peaks murder mystery kind of thing, like Laura Palmer. So I did get some PCs hooked into some stuff that probably they shouldn't have because of that. But at one point, they did rescue my character back out of the shadows, which was cool. And they kind of, at that point, that was a couple of years ago, they gave me the option, you can come back. You can come back if you want to play this character. I'm like, maybe. And then when I found out it was the last game, I'm like, well, I don't want to come back as Adana. She's in the freaking Hall of Heroes. I don't want to come back as Romantica, because I'm not going to have my page folks. So, let me come back as Abigail and close her up, because she has been living in my head with very strong opinions. Because also, every time I try and re-roll her, reshape her into another character, something happens and that just that game dies, or just something happens where I don't get to any resolution point with her. So,
yeah.
So I showed up on Saturday afternoon, got to see a bunch of people who I haven't seen in a while because I don't play games with them, which was really nice. I got to see some people that I used to be close with, who came back for the last event. I thought more people would be back.
Well, I mean,
they did change the date.
They changed the date, and that kind of stopped us from going. There's a couple other factors, but we had that date set aside, and then they changed the date, and we couldn't really.
Yeah. Happened to a couple other folks as well.
Yeah.
And yeah, I had to do some last minute scrambling to try and move stuff around as well. And then even my friend was in town from Virginia, and I didn't get to spend as much time with him as I wanted to, because I had to go to VOD. but it was all right. We learned the metaphysics of the world just was made, everything was just laid to bear.
Mm-hmm.
So after the game, it was kind of like a movie where you do a sit-in with the director and they just tell you everything you ever wanted to know. So instead of closing ceremonies, there was technically closing ceremonies, but it was pretty much ask us anything about the game. It's over now. There are no secrets anymore. So we know what the forest is and what the forest was for and why worlds were connected to it and why some were able to move on. And I don't know. I I liked it. If we would have failed, we would have all become collector, like the big bad manifestation of evil. We would have become the new collectors. Little minions throughout the forest to mess stuff up. But we didn't. We won. And for some reason, I thought there would still be an ending. The game is ending.
Yeah.
We won. So instead of, like, being on the porch and still watching the world, like, disappear or fade away or break apart as the experiment is over, no. It just... another day, which I get it. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I actually would have preferred to just know that the world was being broken down and remade into something new, which, I mean, is obviously going to be the new game Echoes, which explains why certain worlds are very familiar. But.
Yeah.
I did get to talk with a lot of characters, and I got to, like I said, I got a bunch of stuff out. It was fun to come in as that character and just, like, explain, like, oh, yeah, sanitarium. And sometimes people would say stuff that I'd remember from other characters and be like, oh, that was when I was a shadow. I was watching from the shadows, so that's why I remember that.
They're like,
you guys are the best soap opera in the forest. Like, what do you expect? yeah, I actually got, like, some compliments, like, oh, the way you answered that was very much a somebody who has worked through some of their issues with, like, you know, not evil, but kind of on that line after what happened. And, you know,
Then
you're watching from the shadows. It's like your friends die or their friends, like, move on and there's nothing you can do. And you see that, like, horrible consequences of actions. Like, you don't really get a fully experience. So, like, I just had a good time, like, recontextualizing some stuff. And, like, as much as, like, I think I might have, on an in-play note, like, filled in some ancient history for current characters, like, they were constantly filling me in on stuff that happened after I was rescued, after I was no longer able to watch from the shadows, so. It was neat.
Yeah.
Also, I got lots of compliments on my makeup, and I was able to still wear 2 pieces of her original costuming, though it didn't fit nearly as well as it used to.
I don't know. I really liked your side-by-side. Like, Abigail kind of had a glow-up.
She did. I was actually really happy to find a photo, that had her with the old screw as well. So it wasn't just her, but it was also, like, the new version that Matt did. We streamlined it and fixed it so it was less ungodly heavy. So overall it was good. There was, like, one thing that was kind of irritating, and I think that was just a certain person trying to, like, assert dominance just for the sake of being like, this is still my game and I can still say things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, fuck it, whatever, it's the last game. You want to be a dick, I guess you'd be a dick.
Yeah, so. It happens.
And it, like I said, overall it was good. And expectations were met, which, yeah, closure was given.
That's about all you can ask for.
That's all I wanted. I, like, Scott was even like, you're not going to get any plot. I'm like, of course I'm not going to get any plot. I haven't played in, like, a decade.
And it's the last game.
The last game. Who are they? Why would they have plot for me? There is no plot for me. Though, it was cool. I took the last monster ship of Saturday night, and Andrew, like, one of the plot members came up, and they were like, hey, do you want to be a Donna? Since this is, like, their big final fight. So if anybody does, like, a noble sacrifice or anything, would you be okay if we tapped you so you could, like, bring them back to town, have, like, a final say before you take them on to the Hall of Heroes? I'm like, fuck yeah, I will do that. I don't have any of her stuff. I still have all of her stuff. Like, even, like, the little wings I made as she became a Valkyrie at the end. It's like, no. I got you. If it happens. The PCs did a great job. It did not happen. Like, I'm I'm happy but a little sad. I was like, that would have been cool because Hrothum was there, the Jarl. And then there was this like really cool art piece. Like, I hadn't seen any of the art pieces. So there were a bunch of art pieces of other characters, like past characters and the worlds and stuff. And I'm probably talking too long about this game.
It's but fine.
One of them was literally I think it was a piece that was Rockdor like going through. It was like one of the last Rocksmen. And they were just like going through like the different runes and what they meant. And then Miri at one point had wrote a actual Edda about Ragnarok.
Mm-hmm.
And because Rob was there as Salish, who was one of the Rocksmen but missed Ragnarok, so he actually like never came back to play for out of play reasons. He was reading through it, and I got to read through it as well. And oh my gosh, it was so. It was an epic. It was an appropriate epic. Which
excellent.
Really, really neat. I'll probably stop talking about that now.
That's good. Like you said, you got some emotional closure.
Yeah, which is good because, like, I don't think I've actually posted it anywhere. One of the last stories I wrote was, like, literally having a conversation with Abigail in my head, and she's just taking me to town for the choices I made her make and like how she got no resolution. And I'm like, okay, well, I can probably go back to this now and like we can talk again. And she's been very quiet since the game, which is good. She hasn't been quiet in years. That probably sounds really weird to people who don't
LARP
role play like that, but like,
yeah.
It
makes perfect sense to me. I mean, there's such a thing as character bleed, and
yeah, it's just a character that you have, and like at least for me, it's always like a part of me, but just kind of certain things change, so it's not me, but there's always like little bits, so I know how to react as them, and they like just live in my head, and some are very chatty, and some are not, and some. Some like stop talking after a while because usually you've done their story or whatever it is that they wanted, and some just will never shut up. Shut up, fine. Okay, seriously, I'm done.
Okay,
talking about my hypothesis now. So it's summertime, so of course we're going to talk about the main feature of summer, the heat. This week alone, millions of people in the U.S. are impacted by a large-scale heat advisory. And these advisories are happening earlier and earlier in the year due to climate change. Surprise! It happened when the heat index, which is combines the heat and humidity to represent how it actually feels outside. So whenever the heat index reaches 110 degrees, that's when you get a heat advisory.
We had that this week.
Yeah, it's all this week.
In Georgia.
Georgia, but it's also like the heat advisory was like initially for like the Southwest and for the West. It's been literally moving across the country. So right now it's like over the South and all the way up along the East Coast.
I'm really hoping it moves on before Sunday, or otherwise I'm going to be miserable. Miserable.
been pretty miserable. And to make it worse, so whenever they do like measure the temperature, the National Weather Service, they always measure in the shade. So if you're just in direct sunlight, it legit is so much hotter. I didn't know that. Surprise! So, you know, and it's not just like a local thing. I just talked about the U.S., but this is literally like the upswing in temperatures and heat just overall is happening all across the globe. Climate change is real. It is happening. Get on the page, people. Anyway, that's not what this is about, but
I was so unhappy that I had to stop to get gas today on my way home. I was like, I don't want to be outside.
It is literally awful soup. So another thing that seems to impact humanity as a whole is this consistent increase of violent crime during heat waves. So this has been originally cited as heat hypothesis. And we have reports going back as early as the 1890s that like started recording and mapping this upswing in violent crime with the rise in temperature. So yeah, literally the earliest one I could find was a study that was published in 1989 by C. Anderson. I have so many links. I actually did legit research, guys. Until a certain point, mm-hmm. I will let you know. But if you want to look over these studies as well. But this one from 1989 literally took data from 1899, which is the oldest I could find, all the way through 1987. Showing peaks in violent crime. Violent crime, of course, being, you know, murder, assault, other things. You know, mm-hmm. violent crime, not just like burglary.
Yeah.
So, and this consistently showed like it peaked in summer months, and then like property crime was something that generally happened more often in the winter. So we also have like, that was an American report, but we also have reports from like studies in Australia and South Korea and Finland that have documented this as well in their area. So like, clearly this is a global thing. It seems to be when you hit a certain like heat threshold, right? When it gets to us, like just, and we're not sure why. Which is kind of interesting. Like we've noticed that this happens, but we don't really have much of a reason why. There's a couple different theories about why this might be happening. Some people think it might be related to as the temperature rises, it just causes general discomfort and frustration, which can make people impulsive and aggressive, so they tend to lash out more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if your AC is broken and somebody cuts you off in traffic, you're probably more likely to be very upset at that person. Whereas if like your AC is on and you're like not miserable in a car, you're like, whatever, you're a jerk. But you're probably not gonna like flip the bird at him and start cursing, rawr, aggressive, flailing.
Rawr.
I'm sorry. Not 100% today, so animation is less. So the second theory suggests that the change in temperature, because that affects your routine, just and that like alone just causes conflict because it can throw you off. Like it's too hot to go out,
mm-hmm.
or it's just too hot to go out. It's too hot to do something. Your AC's broke and you're not able to get certain things done because you have to get that resolved because, good Lord, it's so hot. I mean, it could easily be a combination of both. I did see, so here's why I stopped doing some research. There were some notes that apparently increased heat increases testosterone, which can make people more aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
And also can have an effect on your serotonin delivery system in your brain, but I didn't get a chance to actually like verify those were just like notes that were there, and I'm like, okay, cool, note to self to look this up later, and I didn't because it's Thursday and I'm like, we have to get this episode done despite me grumbling about actually doing real research as opposed to just a Wikipedia.
Yeah.
I'm trying, guys, I'm sorry. Also, this seems to be prevalent in older neighborhoods and lower income neighborhoods. So there was this whole thing of like, maybe it's also more of a economic situation because older houses like aren't usually set up with AC in mind, which was a thing I learned looking for houses to buy, and the amount of houses that I could own that did not have AC in the South just boggled my mind.
Yeah.
The fan will only get you so far because the fan is just moving air. But if it's too humid for the air for the sweat to evaporate off your skin, that moving air is not going to do much for you. So.
Yeah. Like my grandparents' house back in the day, like when my parents were like dating, they did not have AC in their house. And fortunately, my grandfather was like, this is not going to stand. And so apparently he bought like an industrial sized air conditioner for their tiny 2-bedroom house.
No, you need it. Like,
yeah.
And also, like, so that's one thing, because it doesn't, regardless of where, when the heat rises, it doesn't seem to have an impact on like affluent neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
There does be an increase in violent crime there, but it does in lower income neighborhoods where maybe you don't have AC as an option, or maybe you only have that one window unit. So, and you're not allowed in that room because like mom and dad's unit, not yours.
Yeah.
And there's not, honestly, there's not a lot of places to just cool off in general. Like, especially if you're a kid, you don't have like the ability to go places outside of where you can travel on your bike.
Yeah.
I found that very interesting. And then of course that also like wraps in with like the danger of like a high heat index and just like heat exhaustion and heat stroke.
Yeah.
And, you know.
And like, I mean, your brain does really weird things when it's too hot. If you have ever experienced fever dreams, I'm pretty sure that kind of stuff happens when you're dealing with that kind of heat. So it can, like, pretty sure it can make people crazy.
That is definitely one of the signs, is just like of heat exhaustion, but also heat stroke, where you just like, you start to not really be able to focus or properly articulate, or just like, some people get really aggressive, some people get very lethargic. So it can definitely mess with you. So I thought that was interesting. I also thought it was interesting that apparently when it's over 86 degrees, police officers are less likely to pull over people because it's too hot to work.
They're just like, uh-uh.
that was citing like, okay, it was two articles, but one of the articles was nearly a copy and paste of the original, I think, Guardian article, or was it the New York Post? It was nearly a copy and paste of the original article. I'm like, okay, well, part of me wants to look more into that, but that's kind of an interesting little note.
Mm-hmm.
It's just too hot to work, guys.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm sure everyone experiences that if they have to work outside at some point. You're just, like, imagine you're doing yard work and it's the summer and you're like, I'm done. I'm 110% done.
A warehouse. It was a big metal warehouse. We had large, we would always keep the bay doors open in the summer. And by God, whenever that ice cream man came by through the warehouse park, it was the greatest moment ever. It's like, yes, please give me some relief. Because it was a warehouse. There was no AC.
Yeah.
Like, you had some, again, just big fans, but it's just pushing around the hot air. So there wasn't much.
I mean, that would be the best way to, like, to cool your core, is to get something cold in your stomach.
Yep.
I mean, that's why when you're hypothermic, you try to get your core warm. If you're hypothermic, which is hyperthermic is when you're hot. Hypothermic is when you're cold. Sorry.
Blood, the temperature is mm-hmm. cold, like cold drinks, sometimes like cold water or mist, or extreme cases, you can put ice, just don't put ice directly on the skin. Like wrap it in cloth and put it on like somebody's chest to help them cool off there. So yeah, if you are concerned about heat hypothesis, it's more than a correlation between heat and violent crime. There are things that we can still do. We can still fight climate change. We can also just try and be helpful and like help people like cool up. It's the summer. We're all grumpy. We're all miserable. Like, if you see somebody who needs some help, help. More often than not, I still think, even with the increase in violent crime and other things that have been on the news lately, I still personally like to think that people overall are better and like are more receptive to helping each other out than taking advantage of each other. And yeah, just be kind. Be yep. kind. Have a mister.
Have a mister.
Make AC affordable in places that desperately need it, like the South. So, yeah, it's just something I've been thinking about lately, especially with like all the heat and stuff.
Yeah, especially with the the summer has hit us. It has hit hard, and and we haven't done a kind of a science-y topic for a little bit.
And in the show notes, there are links to the articles. There are multiple articles as well as other links. So, but yeah, they actually haven't done like a good study on like how the biology is affected by the ambient heat, which I thought was interesting because I thought for sure somebody would have done that by now. But
yeah, I mean, it would be interesting to see if there is like an actual, I mean, I'm sure there is some sort of biological link.
Yeah, I mean, there are things that happen when you have heat and extreme heat, but not really a proper study, apparently. So, I don't know. If you're in school and you need an idea for a final project or something.
There you go. There's your dissertation. We're helping.
So if you have any ideas or theories about heat hypothesis, or just show ideas, please chime in. You can email us at geekgrills@gmail.com, or you can tweet us at geekgrills. So what are you most anticipating right now, Linda?
Well, I don't know if I'd call it anticipating, but it's something I have to do, which is packing. More packing. Like, the next room I have to do is my craft room. Which is why I had that whole discussion about just take the box out of the drawer, put it into the car, take it to new house, take out of car, put into room. Instead of like take box out of drawer, put box into other box, put box into car.
Oh man, when we did packing, it was throw clothes in bag, take bag to new place.
Well, that'll probably be like, what happens with our clothes. Like
we're in drawers, like literally take the drawers out of the dresser.
Yeah. No, there was, I did do, like, I took out my my bedside table drawers and I just like into a box. I did it more gently than that, but I literally kind of felt like I just took the whole drawer out and was just like, into the box you go. Yep. So. Oh, and I guess I have a market day on Sunday, so I have the stuff left over from MomoCon. There's not a lot, but I've got the stuff I made, so I have things. I hope it's not so hot. I will be miserable if it's too hot.
You will be getting lots of drinks if it is.
And I could shove all the water bottles I can into my bag.
Yeah.
What about you?
Well, I found out that there's the Cherokee Arts Center is closing up on this weekend. So I messaged that to one of my friends who's an art teacher. I have a mission. She's not able to go because she's going out of town for her vacation to go and like see what they have.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically if they have like Plaster of Paris kind of stuff. And maybe some like more detailed paintbrushes because they have plenty of just like general paintbrushes. So that'll be fun if I do that. And then my parents' 45th wedding anniversary is this Saturday.
Oh, cool. So,
yep, I'm gonna, all things go well, I'm going to go up and see them, and we're going to buy them dinner and cupcakes, and then Sunday I'll help you at the market. But this is all contingent that my... I feel very confident my COVID test tomorrow will be negative.
Yeah.
I feel pretty confident what I have is a cold or something, but especially because Scott tested negative today, so... I have no fever. I never have a fever. And it's very frustrating. I always feel like I'm not sick when I'm like, no, I feel sick though. Don't gaslight me, body. I feel like crap. Why can't you just like manifest on this thing that yes, indeed, I am sick. So I don't feel bad about calling out.
Manifest the correct symptoms. Please without and thank you.
Without me having to go to a doc in the box and waiting for hours and paying like, or trying to contact my doctor to see if they can squeeze me in.
Yeah.
I'm sick now. I'm not necessarily going to be sick in 4 to 48 hours. Please.
Oi.
I always get very grumpy about this because I'm actually sick. Do I not want to eat because I'm sick, or do I not want to eat because I'm depressed because I don't feel good? Who knows?
Who knows? The question of the hour.
I mean, I'll just get a Soylent. It'll be fine. It technically has everything I need anyway. I need to get caught up on America's Next Top Podcast, or I did get caught up when I did the road trip to Virginia, mm-hmm. and Ember is still there.
Yee!
Still in the running. Spoiler? Spoiler? I'm pretty sure I'm like an episode or two behind, so it is very fun. I don't think it's the last one I watched, but the last one I'm like stuck in my head is the science episode.
Yeah.
So they have them like doing different types of podcast.
Yeah, I'm not gonna ask you this on the episode. I'll ask you it after because it might be spoilery. Yeah. But I will ask you after. Yeah, sorry, everybody.
I do like them doing different. In addition to having different roles, they have different types of podcasts. So one was like a newscaster kind of thing. One was a science corner kind of thing. I think the next episode that I haven't watched yet is the comedy episode.
Ah.
I'm probably going to check the website once we're done and see if that is posted so I can listen. All right. Okay.
So remember, folks, you can always come watch us record live at twitch.tv/geekgrills on most Monday evenings. It was late this week because one of us wasn't feeling good and we needed to do research. So... But the next one should be on 6:20 at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. It's going to be the history of Father's Day. We're continuing our kind of delve into the history of, like, we kind of have a series now. It's the history of series for holidays. But, you know.
Hopefully it's less depressing than Mother's Day.
Yeah, hopefully it doesn't go quite as dark. Really wasn't expecting that for the Mother's Day one, but we'll see what Father's Day has to bring us next time.
Yep. So in addition to the subs and bits we get on Twitch, we are supported by our amazing patrons. You are the greatest girlfriends on the internet. You can become a patron at www.patreon.com/grills. And if you have Amazon Prime, you can sub to us for free every month on Twitch.
And another way to show your support is by leaving us a review. You can do so on any of your podcast catchers. You can check out what topics we're going to do next month on our Twitch, on our Twitch page. And if you're a patron, you can always suggest a topic for us. We'd love to hear our ideas. And we will do the topic. If you're a patron and you suggest a topic for us, we will do it. So, just putting that out there.
We're not running low on ideas.
No, we're good.
I'm just saying, if I run out of ideas, things are going to start to get like, talk about the best episode of Sailor Moon. I'm just warning you.
There'll be a discussion.
A very, very firm discussion. Where can we find you on the interwebs?
You can find me on Instagram under the name madcap_mist. It's MISC. You can check out my website at madcapm.com. As for Ember, you can hear what she's currently up to by listening to season 4 of America's Next Top Podcaster. I feel like I flubbed that. America's Next Top Podcaster, but I may have not. And you can find all of her other projects at 9of12.com.
Find me on Instagram under DappleDan. Thank you for listening, everybody. Good game.
Good game. GG.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.